You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Fan us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or join in on the conversation on Google Plus.
Hello and welcome to Screen View episode 11? No, 12. Well, sorry.
12. 12. Yep.
This is our first show of the new year, and with me I have John Denny and Amy Morgan. Fresh
Happy
from
year.
Their
Hello.
2 week absence and break. Well deserved break. So,
yep.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. It's here. It's finally here.
Finally here. 2012 has made its presence. The end of the world. The end of the world.
Oh.
We still got 12 months.
If you believe in that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. It's over. All right, so we're going to do some quick hits today. We got a really good show. We're actually going to recap the 2011 year in shows and television. It doesn't exactly have to be about, you know, the ones that came out in 2011, but we have a lot of stuff that we can talk about. Because, you know, you can always go back and watch TV.
Very true, very true.
Back catalogs and stuff like that. So, but until... we'll get to that in a couple seconds, but right now, just want to really quickly hit on the box office. The top five was Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, Alvin the Chipmunks, Shipwrecked at number three, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at number four, which is and War Horse at number five. Just really quickly, Mission Impossible made $132 million in the domestic box office, and as of today, it reached $390 million worldwide.
What?
Yeah, that's a crap ton of cash. A lot of
is it because of the Tom Cruise factor?
It's the Tom Cruise factor. You know, Tom Cruise is very well known all around the world. It probably... this. I don't know if these numbers specifically they may count IMAX as well, so that IMAX is a money whore. So
yeah. I mean, it's total money worldwide to date, so it would include everything, right?
Yeah. So that I don't know, you know, how big the IMAX is on the other side of the world, but it's made itself pretty big here, so. That might have something to do. Sherlock Holmes, you know, Mission Impossible made $29.4 million this weekend and $132 total domestic.
Cool.
Are we live, by the way?
I think we are.
Yeah, we're live.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, just in case you don't know, if you're listening, we record live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At least until it goes, unless until March when it goes back to daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Then we'll just figure out something. but yes, we are live. If you're listening or watching on YouTube or on tfradio.net, we record live. We have a little banner, actually, this side right over here, that tells you that you recorded this live.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the actually Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which is a hard R, I would think. I would guess.
Yes.
It's hard R.
Yes.
And it made $14 million, which is not bad for a rated R movie. Although,
it borders on like NC-17.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff that goes on in that film. And then War Horse, which came out. I mean, it only had came out on Christmas Day, so it only had like 2 days to do something. So did pretty well with 14.4 million. Some quick housekeeping news. We actually we're having some technical difficulties on iTunes as well as the RSS news feed. These have been fixed. We are now automatically downloadable on your iTunes device, iTunes capable device. As well as if you subscribe to our feed, just go to tfradio.net/screenview, click on that RSS icon, and subscribe using your favorite reader, and you'll be able to listen and download right from there. So just, I skipped over it a little bit, but yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wasn't sure if we were live again.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. Anyway, I'm going to stop.
Forget I talked.
Yeah, forget it.
That's okay.
So...
Yeah, we're live because I'm watching it. Sorry.
Yeah. So, let's do really quickly. Box office attendance was the lowest in 2011 in 16 years. Back from 1995. Only 1.28 billion people went to the movies in 2011 versus 1.211 in 1995. All-time high was in 02 and 1.57. An interesting thing was that even Jeffrey Katzenberg, who is the DreamWorks animation head, called the there was a huge decline of 3D this year. A lot of people chose 2D over 3D. And he called it heartbreaking. Roger Ebert actually wrote a piece. I usually don't agree with him because he kind of goes crazy. He kind of like lambasts people, you know, for being wrong versus right, even though he's most of the time wrong in life. But anyway, he blames the high cost in tickets and concessions, as well as the success of indie films, but most of the theaters don't show it, so nobody really goes to the theaters because they would rather go to the indie box offices, which don't really, you know, they don't garner as much attention or make as much money. So. And this year,
I'm not surprised in the low numbers of attendance. Looking at the films that were released this year, you can see or sort of see why it wasn't really the. In my mind, the best quality product they could have been putting out there.
Yeah.
In hindsight, that is, I guess. You know, there were good movies and there were funny movies, but it just seemed overall that it was kind of an average year for quality. Now, I mean, nothing's going to happen to the movie industry. It's a multi-million dollar industry, and it's making money, you know, hand over fist. So it's not going to go anywhere. And I think that it'll be good again. You know, the people go back to the theaters once we get something that's worth going to see. You know, it's not going to be one movie that's going to draw people back. It's got to be, you know, quality movie after quality movie throughout the year, not just in December.
You're right. Right. Okay. So now that we've breezed through that, sorry for blowing by that, but we want to get on to more exciting stuff that we want to talk about, which is our awesome recap. Just forget the news, forget everything else that happened. We'll embed the trailers in the show notes. So go to tradio.net, check out the show notes when this is posted. Some really good trailers came out, so be sure to check out that list.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We are going to recap the movies and television in 2011. We don't necessarily, like I said before, have to be talking about shows and movies that came out in 2011, but ones we saw in 2011. We can... that way, you know, we have a lot of back stuff. We obviously have seen... a lot of movies lately that I have surprisingly seen a lot of movies that are not new at all.
Yeah.
So Since Amy is the first in alphabetical order, that's not you. But why don't you go first, Amy? Let's hear your stuff.
Okay. Well, like all of it, or just little bits by little bits, and we'll just kind of go. Why don't you do
the first? Like, talk about what you were hyped about, and then I'll talk about ours, and then we'll, you know, just do little tidbits. Don't take up,
okay.
You know,
okay. All right. Because I don't want to talk for like, you know, a whole 20 minutes or something.
Right. Okay. So let's start off with movies that we were hyped about.
Movies that I was hyped about this year.
That made us happy.
Oh, that made us happy when we actually saw it, because I made a list of movies that I was hyped about, but not necessarily ones that I saw and was like really thrilled with. You know what I mean?
Maybe that can be the movies I didn't ignore and wish I had.
That's a good point.
Because there were movies that I was hyped about, some of them that I got to see, and then some of them I didn't get to see, and then some of them if I was really eager to go see it, and I saw it, and I wasn't, like, completely disappointed with it, then it pretty much made my list. So, these are some of the ones that I really wanted to go see, I saw them, and some of them I liked, and some of them I didn't. So, I am number four. I thought that one was pretty good. I mean, I wasn't, like, really blown out of the water, but I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I was all right with that. I really like what they've been doing with this next one, though. Red Riding Hood. They have been starting coming out with these, like, kind of... They're like the Grimm's fairy tales, except they've done it with a modern feel, if it was really serious, what would you kind of do, like a different take? Uh-huh. And I really liked what they did that with Red Riding Hood. It looked interesting, and it's kind of got more of a younger feel, like they're targeting like young adults and teens specifically with it.
Okay.
And I kind of like that. I like the take that it was a completely different take on Red Riding Hood, and there's a couple, I think there's two more that I've seen, videos for that are coming out that I like what they're doing with that, because it's like, oh, this is a different take of something that we've seen, you know, a lot of times that they're just doing different. They're doing different things with it, and so I'm looking forward to those. I'll probably see them, but I also was hyped about Dark of the Moon. We won't talk much about that. Right. I was hyped about Cowboys and Aliens. I was hyped about Contagion. I was hyped about The Thing. I mean, like, you know, I saw stuff that for each of those that I was eager to go down and give the theater money to see these movies. So, yeah.
Okay.
I can't say that I liked all of them, but I did. I was hyped about these to go see them this year.
Yeah.
Okay. John.
Okay. Well, it's funny that I have zero of those movies that I was hyped about.
Right.
Mine are sort of the more mainstream movies, I guess. So I was hyped about the Marvel movies, the superhero movies, Captain America. I was super excited for Thor. I couldn't wait to go see X-Men. I really was excited to see that, and I saw all three of those in theaters. And I wasn't unhappy with any of them. Sucker Punch, I was excited to see. I didn't run out to the theaters to see it, but I did catch it on Netflix when it was out on DVD. I wasn't extremely thrilled with it, but, you know, I was still excited to go see it, and the trailer made it look visually appealing to me, so I really wanted to see that. But really, one of the most movies I was most hyped about seeing was Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. I've been a big fan of those movies. Since they started coming out, so I went to go see that in theaters, I think opening weekend, and I was really, really excited for it, and I thought it was really good. My in-laws didn't say the same, but, you know.
One of them fell asleep.
Right. different people have different attitudes toward things, but I thought I was really excited to go see those movies.
Okay.
Peter?
I will go with the Marvel films, definitely huge. A movie I was definitely hyped about was one that just came out earlier this month, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I had read the books. I saw the Swedish version of the first book, and I thought it was good, but I thought it could have been better. So I was hoping that this one would have definitely surpassed that one. And plus, I was very interested in how the portrayal of Lisbeth Salander was versus the other one. So I was always interested in that. Just a quick tangent. I was always interested in, like, there's this one film called The Departed, which is easily one of my favorite films ever. It's actually a remake of a Hong Kong film, and I was actually really excited to see that they were remaking that film. I don't know why I like remakes, because I just like it so much. I guess I wanted to know how they were going to make it, how good it was. Let's see what else I was interested in. I think that is pretty much about it. I mean, the Transformers film, maybe a little bit. I thought it
Can I just say a quick tangent onto one of the things that you said? The girl with the dragon tattoo. At this time last year, I could have cared less.
Right.
I didn't even, I heard of the books, and I didn't know what it was about, and then my wife read the book, and then she let me borrow it, and I read it, and from, like, you know, at some point in the summer on, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this movie. So, eventually, I was excited to see it, but, you know, half the year went by, and, you know, at that point, it was just like, you know, whatever, it's some little girl's book, which is definitely not.
Right. Right.
Well, I'm definitely more interested to go see that just based off of hanging out and talking with you, Peter, because you've said such good things about it. Because I know it came out this month, so I haven't had a real chance to go get to see it, yeah, but I will probably rent that, and I will probably be looking forward to that as a rental.
Put your children to bed.
Oh, yes, they will.
Before you watch it. Oh, my, it is a very brutal film. I cringed at certain parts, and it's... I know.
You have to read the book, and you know what's coming.
Yeah, I avoid horror films and stuff. But most of the films that I see, I'm not very horrified by. And there are certain parts of that film I'm just like, oh man, this is horrific. Okay, so let's move on to the next. Sorry, my computer is having issues.
That's okay. The next one on the list was movies I ignored and wished I hadn't.
Yes. Let's go for that one.
Okay. Who? Oh, I get to go first. Okay. Sorry.
You get to go ladies first. Ladies
it's
first.
It's been a very long day.
Alphabetical okay. order. Whichever
so
one you
these
want.
Are ones that I wish that I had seen that I wish I had seen more that I hadn't ignored them, but I went and saw them on DVD and I liked them, so I'm gonna put them in here. I liked Source Code. I thought it was going to really suck. I thought, oh, you know, just seeing little bits of the trailer, I thought, oh, that's lame. And then I rented it, and I went, oh, why did I not go see this?
I see what you're saying.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, because I thought it was really good. I thought they did a great job with it. And then I didn't see it in theater. I wish I had. So I would have paid money to go see that, yeah. Sanctum. It was a based off of a true story, but I did some research on it, and it was kind of cool. Very, very loosely based off of a true story, but I thought it was really good. It was very compelling, and it's like one of those survival shows. So if you're into that sort of thing, it was a good one. Unknown with Liam Neeson. I thought they did a good job with that story. This one I saw and I was surprised by it and I thought, why didn't I go see this? Okay, Mars Needs Moms. I know it's a very cute little kid thing. My kids watched it. I watched it with them and I actually really liked it.
Nice.
And I wish I'd
That's
seen
what
that
this one. Is about.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Captain America. I did not go see that one in the theater. I wanted to. I begged my husband to take me and we didn't get to there. But
What is wrong with you? No.
I almost went and saw it in the Dollar Theater without him, but then I didn't, because then I said I was going to go do it, and he says, no, we'll go see it next weekend, and then we didn't.
Yeah.
I go shot him, but I did see it on video, and I really, really liked it. And then Rise of the Planet of the Apes, we just saw this, like, 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, something like that. I liked it. I wasn't really thrilled with every little bit of it, but I thought it was good. I wish I had seen that one in the theater. So.
All right. I guess mine is kind of a shorter list. The only thing that I could think of off the top of my head is Super 8. I recently saw that on DVD, and I did want to see it in the theaters, but my wife did not. She had zero interest in seeing it at all. Yeah, so I just watched it on DVD a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it's just like, you know, this is a movie you had to see. It had to see it in theaters, I feel.
Yes.
Yeah,
that one I got a chance to see that at the theater, and it was spectacular. Loved it.
I mean, I feel like Green Lantern would have been good to see in a theater, just because of all the, you know, the graphics and all that kind of stuff. Other than that, everything that I've waited for DVD, I felt like it was sort of justified to wait for DVD. In my opinion. So, you know, like I said, I have a shorter list. Super 8 is probably at the top of it. So, there you go. Pete?
I will actually go... The only one that actually came out in 2011 is Take Me Home Tonight, which at first I saw it, and, you know, I read some interviews and stuff. I was like, this movie's not going to really be that good. I don't think. And then I saw it, and it got really bad reviews, surprisingly enough. But the movie was hilarious. Right in the beginning, when they decide to try to impress people at the party by stealing the guy's ex-boss's Mercedes-Benz. When Anna Faris, who plays the sister, locks the doors on their K-car and tells them to stop being a pussy and to get back in there. I know I said it. I was quoting. It's allowed.
It was a quote.
It was a quote. Direct quote. But she said it. And it all went ridiculous from there. And as soon as that line came out, I hit 5 stars on Netflix. And it did not, and the rest did not disappoint. Sorry, I'm checking on the dog. I think a couple of movies actually, another couple movies was I actually finally got around to seeing The Incredible Hulk. The Edward Norton, not the Hulk, The Incredible Hulk. I figured I would see it before the Avengers came out at least to actually understand what was going on. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was definitely better than I thought it would be. I knew it would be good, but I didn't think it would be that good. Another one that I saw was... I don't know why I ignored this film, but Taken, the Liam Neeson movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
That was a good one.
Holy crap.
Don't mess with the data bear, man.
Yeah, exactly. Don't mess with Liam... Apparently, Liam Neeson gets more badass as he gets older. Now he's coming out with all these crazy movies that, like...
Have you seen the trailers for this next movie he's coming out?
Gray?
Yeah.
Where he puts on... I think the...
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was... I don't know if I should laugh at that or what, but when he strapped on those alcohol bottles on his fingers...
And smashes it on the rock like he's Wolverine, you should laugh at it.
Okay, good. It was the right reaction. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
What is he doing?
Okay, so, Amy, let's move on to movies I didn't ignore and wish I had.
Oh, this is not a very long list, but I have it on here.
A very long list.
Not a very long list. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's not. Okay. Beastly. Okay, I'm not going to comment on that one. Beastly,
okay.
It had the same guy that was in I Am Number 4 and one of the... The twins, those...
Olsen
twins in it, and I... Yeah.
Only one of them.
Only one of them, yeah. Well, you never know, because there's twins, so they could have, like...
They swapped out. They did double duty. It's fine.
Just like Full House.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment on it. I just... I wish I had ignored that one. Hannah. Green Lantern.
Really? John, we were just talking about how... I know. About Hannah.
It was... I thought it was different. I mean, I didn't... I wasn't knocking on the doors to tell everyone about it, but I thought it was decent, and it was very different, I thought.
It was,
it's different opinions for different people. Hey, I'm not going to hold it to you, whatever.
There were a few things about it that I thought, this just doesn't make sense, that, there were a few things, let's just say. Green Lantern. Okay, Hannah. And then I put Green Lantern on there because I didn't like how it ended. Cars 2, unfortunately, I wish I had not seen it.
Wow.
I didn't see it in the theater, but, like, I saw it, I rented it, I had a hard time getting through it, I kept pausing it and stopping it, because I kept on getting interrupted by other things that were not as important, but, like, I wanted to be interrupted.
I think it's probably also why we got it as the worst Pixar movie.
It was very poor. I mean, it was... the level was fine. It was, like, you know, it was very well animated, all that stuff. I just didn't like the story. It was not that great. It was...
No, I'm not saying it was the worst animated. I'm just saying, like, out of quality of all the Pixar movies, story, otherwise, it was not the best.
Yeah, I'd say it's one of their weaker ones, because it just... They missed the point. The whole heart and soul of Cars was completely... ripped out and stomped on this movie.
Yeah, but depending on who you ask, Cars was actually the weakest of the franchise.
Mm. Yeah.
Not of the franchise, of all the Pixar films, Cars was the least inspired or the least, like, joyous, I guess. Because even Up was sad, but it was still joyous at the end. You're still like, oh my god, this movie is awesome.
But, like, I don't that I want to dwell on it too much, but Mater being like, oh, I'm an idiot, and realizing that he was an idiot, but then learning to accept that, and I thought, how is this a good thing?
Yeah, it's not the story you want to tell kids. It's okay if you're stupid, son.
Yeah, it's okay if you're dumb.
If you're stupid, there's a place in the world for you.
Right. The world needs ditch diggers.
The first one made me cry when they went through the whole, you know... route, what was it, 66, and they, you know, at the very end, they had tons and tons of credits, and, you know, you found out that the guy took his family on this, and I was like, I was really touched by that. I was so touched by it that I thought, wow, how amazing, and I could see why I loved it so much. This one, it was like, you tore all of that out and stomped on it. I was, dang it! Why is this not good? Anyhow, moving on. Fright Night. I was kind of wished that I had ignored that one. I liked the original. The remake, it was all right, but it wasn't like, it was a remake. What should I have been disappointed with? I should have just ignored it because it was a remake.
Right.
Happy Feet 2. I wish I had ignored that one, but right, I have kids. Yeah.
Happy Feet 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It had its moments, but, like, if I hadn't had my kids with me, I would have ignored it.
Right. Okay.
All right.
John, what about you?
I'm just going to get it out there and say Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you didn't like the movie.
I thought it was so horrible.
Oh, wow.
What was your opinion of the second one?
Did you not hear it? Better than the third one.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's backwards from what the rest of the Transformers world feels.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like they overcompensated with the lack of plot from the second one and forgot that there were supposed to be Transformers in the Transformer movie. So, and, I mean, the whole experience was bad. The light, the power went out in the theater I was in with like 10 minutes left in the movie.
It sounds like me with Inception, except for I wanted to go see it again, so it didn't really matter.
Right, yeah, it's different. I did get free movie tickets to go back to that theater.
Fantastic. Yeah. You obviously did not go back to see.
I think we saw the Muppets there, actually.
Oh, okay.
So.
I had a similar experience with Dark of the Moon, where we got there, they had printed my tickets, and they printed them wrong, because they moved it to a different theater. So we're sitting in the theater waiting for it to start, and it was like 10 minutes into the show. And, well, not necessarily 10 minutes, but by the time we went out of the theater and found where we're supposed to be, I was like, I missed the whole beginning, and I was like, crap! And so they gave me complimentary tickets to go to see another theater, to go see it again, so.
Right. That's pretty good. I mean, I don't know, I was just like, what is going on in this movie? I don't care about the humans. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just show me giant robots fighting each other. And, you know, I was just sorely disappointed until the... I mean, there was a really good fight scene at the end. And that was it, I felt. Other than that, I would say that I wish I had not seen... two movies that were kind of lumped together. One was Our Idiot Brother, which had a lot of stars in it. Paul Rudd, Zoe Deschanel, Elizabeth Banks, you know, a couple other people. And it just was like, it was one of those things where it's like, look how quirky everyone is. And it's so funny that it's not funny. It's just, you know, you're not telling me the story that you want to tell me. You're showing me all these different people and how different they are. And it just, I was disappointed. I don't know... I didn't know what the point of the movie was. It was, you know, this guy is an idiot, and his whole family takes care of him. But it was just, it didn't move as fast as I thought it was going to, or it didn't move very fast at all. It didn't seem like there was a story there, is what I'm trying to say.
They were trying to be like that quirky, independent feel thing
right.
to it.
And that takes me into the next one, which was Will Ferrell in Everything Must Go. Basically, he's living on his lawn and learning to deal with his... He's an alcoholic, learning to deal with his life. It was just, you know, it's like, this is a quirky comedy, and you're like, no, this is a sad story about an alcoholic who lives on the street. And just because he's in a suburb doesn't make him not homeless. so it was just... I kind of lumped them both together where they're like, you know, independent film... Semi-independent films where they're trying to be very quirky but not telling a very good story with it. So, that's the three movies I wish I had ignored. let me just say, I would have gone to see the Transformers movie regardless.
Right.
But hindsight is, you know.
Yeah, hindsight is clear.
Even if coming out of the theater, if future me went to the past and said, don't see this movie, you'll regret it, I still would have gone to see it.
Right. Well, you had to. You just had to
leave the dog alone. He'll be fine.
He was sniffing your disappearing spoon book, and I didn't want him slobbering all over it.
I've got a dog. That's fine.
That's true. All right, so I'm gonna go first off, right off the bat, The Last Airbender.
That was last year's, and it still made it to this year.
Oh my god! I didn't see it. I didn't see it until, you know, three or four months ago. And I regret it to no end. I just can't. Oh my god, I still can't believe how awful that movie was. Another one which I was really surprised about was The Green Hornet. Mm. I actually did not like that movie at all.
I didn't like that one either. I rented it, but I didn't even put it on my list because I was like, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was great for like the first 2 minutes, but then too much that guy that
everything that was funny. Yes, Seth Rogen.
Okay, Rogen. Too much of him.
Everything that was funny was in the trailer, and that was
pretty
much. What the hell? How'd you get over here? So that was really awful. And another one I wish I had ignored. It was disappointing. Was Hall Pass with Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis? I liked them both. Didn't like the movie. It just it felt like they were trying to make like The Hangover with two people, and they really, you know, tried to push some things to the limit and stuff like that, and it just wasn't fun. They had like one.
I thought I was thinking of a different Jason Sudeikis movie that was really good.
Horrible
Bosses.
Yeah. That's one of them. Yeah, that's one of the movies I wish I had. Yeah, so actually my list is quite short as well. These are the ones that I just, I can't believe. Luckily for the two I watched, I didn't go to the theater for, so I saved myself some cash. Mm. But Hall Pass I did, so not happy.
Yeah.
But okay, so next on the list, movies that you wish you had seen, but you haven't yet.
Yeah.
What you got?
Okay, on this one. My kids have seen it, but I haven't. Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
I liked the first one, and I wanted to see it, but I just haven't sat down to see it. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. I haven't seen it yet. Dang it, I keep on wanting to, but I haven't seen it yet. And then this one, I saw I rented a movie, and it had an opening with it on there, and I wanted to see it, and I found out, oh gosh, it came out this year and I didn't know anything about it. Snowflower and the Secret Fan.
I skimmed over that while I was looking at the Wikipedia list you sent. Never heard of it.
Heard of that movie.
Yeah, it came out this year, so I thought, oh gosh, I wish I'd know more about that. I'd like to see it. So and then I'm just gonna run over these few. Just I haven't seen any, well, that many in December that I really want to see. Almost all of the ones in December, more than any other month, I think. There are more movies that have come out in December that I wish they had had a chance to see that I haven't had a chance to see yet. So, yeah. But you know, some of them, like, you know, Arthur Christmas, Hugo, Game of Shadows, Sherlock Holmes 1, Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol, and The Adventures of Tintin. I'd like to see all of those. So. But I also haven't had a chance to see Conan the Barbarian. I know it's kind of tacky, but I'm going to go watch it. Abduction, Real Steel, The Three Musketeers, J. Edgar, and Immortals. I'd like to see all of those if I can. So I don't know if I'll like them, but...
Okay. Very good. All right. What about you, John?
Well, I'm just going to reiterate a couple of them from the end of the year. Mission Impossible, Sherlock Holmes, I haven't seen yet. Obviously, December's a busy month.
Mission Impossible was good.
That's what I hear.
I will recommend it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Heavily.
December's a busy month, so it's understandable that you can't go see every movie you can't go to the movies every day, I guess.
Yeah, right.
A couple other ones, I guess, technically, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy came out in 2011. It hasn't been under a wide release yet,
nope.
So I assume that I won't get to see that until sometime this year. I
agree
want to
with
see
that one. I want to see that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple other ones that I want to reiterate that you said, Immortals, Conan the Barbarian. More because I want to see how bad they can be. I've heard not to think about the Immortals. But on the more serious side, Moneyball I want to see. The Brad Pitt and, what's his name?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. About the Oakland Athletics. I think it's going to be a good one, and, you know, I think that the rumors are that Brad Pitt's going to get an Oscar nomination for that, or something. So I want to see that. And there's a movie that, Kevin Smith directed this year that went straight to... DVD, I think.
Yeah, DVD. Red State.
By his own request.
Nobody picked it up.
I heard.
They wanted him to edit it, and then he wouldn't, so he just shipped it off to DVD.
Right, but he didn't have anybody. He didn't have any studios backing it or whatever.
Yeah.
His take was that he wanted to release it this way because he was tired of, going through the movie route, the theater route. So, yeah. Red State. I like Kevin Smith, and it seems like a more serious film that he's done. So, I'll check that out eventually. It's already on my Netflix list. So,
okay, very good. My list is fairly short, like you guys. The ones that came out in recently, like Hugo, Adventures of Tintin. Another one, actually, that I never saw, but I heard it was really, really good, was Paul, which was an alien movie, actually voiced by Seth Rogen as well. He was an alien what's his name? Simon Pegg? Yeah, Simon Pegg. And it's like, I heard that movie was really funny and surprisingly good. So that's one that I really wish I saw. Another one I haven't seen yet that I really wish I will see. Is that even correct? Anyway,
Hope King's to Speech.
The King's Speech. Yet. Oh, that's right.
Another film that
it's a little slow, but it's very good if you stick with it.
Yeah,
I think Steph fell asleep, but I got hooked. I like Jeffrey Rush.
Okay.
As an actor, so he's very good in it.
Okay. Another one I wish was able to see is Drive, which actually also came out. You know, I think it was in October, November, with one of the two Ryan Gosling movies that came out in those 3 months.
Yeah.
I
heard a lot of good things about it.
What's that?
I heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the people that were most surprised was I forget his name. Let me find his name really, really quickly. There's a guy named Albert Brooks. Albert Brooks. A bad guy, and people were like, "You play a bad guy," and that was Ryan Gosling is a good actor, but everyone was really surprised that Albert Brooks was a bad guy. You know, the guy who's always the nice guy or always the good guy and stuff. And then he's like, I'm just going to go bad and just be like a total badass. And that is my list. There's a lot more, but I wanted to keep it a little short. I want to drag on because there's a lot of movies. This was a really bad year for me. I actually did not see as many movies as I wanted to. So we'll keep it short. All right. So, Amy, movies you avoided and you are so thankful about.
Okay. This one I only have one on because not a day goes by that I don't go, yes, I'm so glad I ignored that one. And it has to be The Smurfs. I mean, come on.
Really?
People. Yes.
Wow. Oh. It made a crap ton of money, lady.
I know it did, but I'm so glad that I never saw that. I've gone past it in the video store several times and going, I'm never going to see that. Sorry. I'm happy about it.
Is that it?
That's it. That's the only one on my list.
So, I usually don't put too much thought into movies that I haven't seen and don't want to see. I haven't seen The Smurfs. I'm never going to see The Smurfs. So, you know, I guess I'm happy that I avoided it, unless for some reason it wins an Oscar. You know, if it wins Best Picture, then I'll see it, I guess. But I have two movies that are not from this year that are horror movies that I was like, you know what? I probably don't need to see these movies. One is from a few years ago, and it's called The Human Centipede, and it's a very disgusting story that I was looking at on my Netflix list, and I was like, you know what? No. And I took it off, and I'm pretty glad I avoided it. I mean, I don't know anything about it except that it's pretty disgusting. And there's another one from, like, the 80s called Cannibal Holocaust that it was banned in, like, several dozen countries and the director was put in jail because they all assumed that what was in the movie was real.
Wow.
Yeah, rock a wiki on it because and actually it's called Cannibal Holocaust. It's a very interesting story surrounding the movie. But I was like, you know what? If people watching a movie can't tell if it's real or fake, and it's called Cannibal Holocaust. Maybe I don't need to go see it, or yeah, you know, have it come to my house.
Right, right.
So
good point. Very good.
That's
point.
Two movies that I avoided, and so far I'm pretty glad I avoided it. Maybe at some point in the future I'll say, you know what, maybe I will check out that Cannibal Holocaust movie, but we'll see.
He's going crazy. There are a couple movies that I'm actually happy about that I didn't see at all. This is one that Amy took one for the team decided to watch this year. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. And I will, next year, I will also be glad that I did not see Part 2. Another one that I'm actually interested in not seeing because of all the reviews and all the people that I saw, you know, I talked to that didn't really enjoy it was The Green Lantern. I was pretty happy about that. And this one, oh man, this dog is going crazy.
It's okay, Peter.
I actually dodged this one, like, I literally sidestepped it and it blew right by me. My cousin wanted to see New Year's Eve and wanted to bring, this is my cousin-in-law, wanted to bring my cousin to say, hey, stop it! Sorry.
What are you doing? Stretching up my foot.
Peter is not ready for parenthood.
Oh, I was going to say, what happens when you get on the phone or you get distracted?
He's scratching up my furniture.
The kids go nuts in the background. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does he have to go to the bathroom or something?
No, he can go whenever he wants. They have this, like, pee pad thing going on. They have this, like, pee pad thing
going on. Oh, okay, I was
going
to say, where he is?
And then, see, he's just, what are you doing?
Just put him in, lock him in the bathroom next time.
I am. I'm going to lock him in the bathroom. I know, I'm sorry. Anyway. I sidestepped this one. My cousin-in-law wanted to get, was trying to band a bunch of people to go see this film. New Year's Eve. I know, yeah. It just came out. And I knew that I was going to avoid it, and I'm so happy I was going to avoid it because it was crap.
Yeah.
So, that is my short list. So, let's really quickly do some television stuff.
Okay.
Cool. I think we could let's go with shows you. Yeah, let's do shows you are hyped about. Doesn't have to be new ones; could be ones that your back catalog that you were hyped about. Amy.
The shows that I was hyped about. I was hyped about Terra Nova, and I was also hyped about Fringe, but that was just because of all of the stuff I've seen about. So I was looking forward to that. But these three ones I did not see coming because I didn't actually have cable where I could watch them, so I had to go find them other ways. But I really was hyped about Falling Skies, Once Upon a Time, and Person of Interest. And it was all because while I was in the theater, they had the movie reels that are going on before the movie starts. They were hyping it there, and that's the reason why I was hyped to go see them. And I went out and found them specifically because I remember seeing them in the theater and going, those looked pretty good. So I was hyped about them. I can't say that I enjoyed all of them, but I've gone to see them because of that. So that was good marketing.
Very good. What about you, John?
The usual suspects. I mean, obviously, I think we're all going to say Fringe, that we're excited about because we've been paying attention to all the propaganda coming out, you know, what happened to Peter and this and that. So, obviously, I was looking forward to all the questions I had being answered that haven't been answered fully yet so far.
Right. They better be quick about it, too.
I was definitely hyped about The Walking Dead because it was a very, very long 10 months without any episodes.
Yeah.
So I was excited to see that coming back. Always Sunny, definitely always excited for that to, you know, it's the first thing, if I don't watch it right away, then it's the first thing I watch when I have it on a DVR, so. You know, I could go on. When I get hooked on a show, I'm excited to see them come back, so it's tough for me to single out more than a handful. I'll just leave it at those three before I go on and list all the TV shows that I watch. I'm super excited about the shows that I haven't started up yet. So.
Right. All right, I'll run through mine really quickly, which is I'll echo Amy's Terra Nova. I was definitely psyched about that. I mean, that show has been in development for like 3 years, so it's kind of hard to get hyped about it. So, another one that I actually was not really I didn't really know too much about it while it was in development, but then when I started reading about it, I started seeing posters about it. I read up on it, and I was really hyped about it. Was Homeland, which I do like Damian Lewis as an actor, so I was like, you know, he could be convincing. You know, I'll give it a shot. It should be interesting. I should like it. Another show. I'm sorry.
I said I'm still catching up. Yeah. I have 9 episodes left to watch.
That means you've only seen like 2, right?
4.
4?
It's 13 episodes.
I think it was only 11 or 12. I don't think it gets. Whatever. It didn't get a full season, oddly enough. It was really bizarre.
To watch.
And one that came back, I actually blew through 4 seasons of this show. And then it was like a hurry up and wait kind of show. It was like, it was Psych. I blew through all 4 seasons, and I was like, what do you mean I have to wait till next fall? And this was like in March.
Ouch.
Nice.
So, so those are my picks. There are more, like John was saying, there's plenty more, but those are the ones that I could, that were definitely at the top. So, Amy, what about ones you ignored and you wish you hadn't?
Ones I ignored and I wish I hadn't. I wish that I hadn't ignored Doctor Who.
Doctor Who? Okay.
Yeah, I went and started reading, watching that recently, and I just blew through all of it. Like, since 2005 when they came back after a long hiatus. I really, really liked it, and I've liked it since. I've caught everything up till this month, and then I saw the Christmas special as well. And I wish I hadn't ignored that. I wish I had, when I became a fan of Transformers and people were talking about Doctor Who, I wish I would have jumped on that bandwagon right away. It was really good. So, yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's the only one I have on my list for that one. So, yeah.
All right.
Man, ignored. I wish I hadn't.
With a DVR, it's really hard to ignore a lot of shows.
I know. And that's I'm having trouble thinking of things that I've ignored, shows that I wanted to see and ignored. I mean, at this point, it's tough to say. You know, I wish that I hadn't ignored it when it first started, and that's Community. You know, it's in its third season now, and probably its last season. And I wish I had started watching it when it was first on, so that I could be an extra person that's got given around the word of mouth. You know what I mean? And maybe it wouldn't be where it's at right now, on the brink of cancellation. So right. I wish I hadn't ignored it. You know, there's a handful of shows like that. Like, it's too late for me to start watching. It's not too late for me to start watching it, but, you know, I probably won't get the energy to watch all of 30 Rock, you know, and that's a good show that everyone enjoys, and I've seen a few episodes and I really enjoy, but I don't, you know, I don't have the ambition to sit through, what, it like 4 or 5 years of, you know, shows, so.
Yeah, I kind of stalled myself, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been watching, in syndication, I've been watching How I Met Your Mother, so I feel like I know the whole story. I mean, I know the whole story basically anyway, but I've been catching up bit by bit on that show just through syndication. So it's most shows that I wish I had ignored are shows that I didn't have on my DVR, you know, 4 years ago that are still on the air. It seems like a lot of shows that I have on my DVR don't last very long.
Stop DVRing shows you
like. I know.
This is actually the longest list that I have. I actually ignored a lot of shows, oddly enough. There's too many shows to actually, like, you know, not ignore. So, one that actually came out that I was like, at first I was like, man, this is actually gonna be crappy. Game of Thrones. I was able to blow through the entire 10-episode season in 3 days. And they're full-hour shows, so...
Oh, yeah.
I spent a lot of time.
It's a lot of time, yeah. I agree. I blew through it in a weekend and went, wow!
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
And there's a couple of these that are actually USA shows. One of them has been out. It's actually going into season three. Or is it season four? Season four. White Collar. Which is, it's been around, it's got a lot of good, you know, I just never got around to it, or I kind of thought it wasn't really that good of a show. And I finally caught up to it, it was on Netflix, so I blew through the three seasons. And now it's coming back on television next week, so, you know, I'll get to catch up to it. Another one was Suits. If you haven't seen that one, it's a USA show as well called Suits. It's in hiatus, which just sucks because actually this is another one I blew through the entire season in about a week or so, and it won't be back until next summer. Yay.
I guess it's just real quick, sort of on the same track of I'm glad I ignored it because I got to watch it fully, all five seasons in about a month was The Wire earlier this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched all five seasons in like a month.
Holy crap.
I borrowed it from my brother, so just that's a show that I ignored. That I'm glad about, but I wished I had seen it when it was on the air so I could talk to people about it.
Right.
When it was on the air.
People still talk about The Wire, though.
They do still talk about The Wire, so, but it's not the same.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Another one that I actually completely missed because I didn't have cable, but the show, actually, I saw The Last Airbender, and it was so awful and so horrific that I was like, I wonder what, and I read the wiki, and people were saying, you know, and I read the wiki, and it was like, one of the main criticisms was, like, it completely took out everything that was good about the show and made a movie. And then, so I decided to watch the show, and the show is actually really, really good.
That's what I've heard, too, and I wish that I've seen more of that.
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of blowing through that series as well. It has a lot of humor. It's got a lot of character development. It's just everything that The Last Airbender got wrong, Avatar was right, which leads me to wonder what happened. One that I ignored, and I wish I hadn't, it was too late, Man Up. It actually came out this year. Got canceled. I don't think it made it through its like original slew of, you know, the 13 episodes. I think it made it to, like, what, 8 or 9 or something like that, and they canned it. It was actually a really funny show. I wish I saw it more. I mean, obviously, I don't have a box, one of those, you know, ratings boxes, so it wouldn't really have helped too much, but maybe it would have helped. All right, so that's my list. How about shows that you didn't ignore and you wish you had?
I have to say I don't have any on this one, just because... For TV shows, it's a little bit different. If I see two episodes and I don't like it, I just drop it right there. And I actually have not dropped anything recently, so I don't really have any on this one.
Well, that was quick, John.
Yeah.
I have two, and it'll be plain to see why once I say them. The Playboy Club and Pan Am. Awesome. And I didn't continue to watch them. But I feel like I wasted 2 hours of my life watching the two pilot episodes of those shows. So, you know, I'll be watching something else on TV anyway. But, you know, they weren't good, and I wasn't happy, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will echo from the first category, Terra Nova. I did not like that show. I can't believe I actually lasted that long. It got to, I think it was like episode 4 when they pulled the amnesia card. And I was like, really? And then after that, I kind of stopped. I think that was the last straw. I gave it one more episode and then I quit. Hell on Wheels. Maybe I'll change my judgment later, but, you know, through the first 3 episodes, I was not intrigued. I was not interested. It was not what I expected it to be. I don't think it was nearly as interesting as it could have been, it kind of dragged on. It was kind of like impossible at certain points. And I wasted an hour and a half on New Girl. I wish I hadn't. That show immediately, I think it just something happened. It just clicked, and I was like, this show is really annoying. And stop.
The first two, the first episode was kind of adorable, but it got old really quick.
Yeah, exactly. The first episode was like, wow, okay, cool, this is really good. And then I saw the second episode, I was like, wow, this is terrible. I don't know what's happening. All right, so let's see. I think Amy has stepped away. So, John, what shows do you wish you had seen, or which... What shows do you wish you'd seen, but you haven't done it just yet?
Homeland, I think, is the number one at the top of that list because everyone's talked about how good it is, and I haven't had the time to catch up totally on it yet. I'll get there eventually, and I'll get there before obviously before the beginning of next season. So
I'll be back like next September.
Yeah, I got plenty of time to catch up. I'm trying to think of something else. I wish that I had gotten into Game of Thrones. I saw the first episode and couldn't keep track of anything or anyone, so I sort of gave
really
up.
Hard to keep up. Yeah, too many people.
I gave up on it. So at this point I just feel like, it's not going to be, I'm not going to watch it. Maybe in the future at some point I'll try to catch up on it. I think that's it. Those two seem to be a lot of the big hype shows that people have been talking about recently. So, I think that's it.
Okay. Amy?
These are shows that I haven't seen yet that I'd like to see more of.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about Being Human.
What channel is that? Is that Sci-Fi?
I believe it's on Sci-Fi. I've had a couple people recommend it, and I haven't had a chance to really sit down and try and find it yet.
Okay.
I'd like to, but I've had a lot of people say they're really good things about it. So I'm like, I'll probably sit down. That'll probably be the next show to try to get into that. I'll download from somewhere. and then I also haven't, again, just to echo Avatar, I've heard good things about that, and just being on the show today has reminded me, I need to go see that. So, yeah. Those are the two that I have on my list for that. So.
All right. Well, mine are these two shows that John just keeps going, you have to see this movie. They are Boardwalk Empire and Dexter. I was telling John this before, though. I was like, I think for Dexter, I'm going to wait till it ends. But that's what I told him before. And I was like, I'm going to wait till this ends.
You can. It's going to be so many seasons.
And then they renewed it for another two seasons. And I was like, ah, damn it.
That's eight. It'll be eight seasons. And then who knows after that point what they're going to do.
That's another one I'd like to see more of, but I haven't sat down and seen either.
And then the baby will be a toddler, and he'll take over the mantle.
The baby's already a toddler.
He'll become a first grader.
Kids grow fast on TV.
That's true.
They do.
That's pretty much it for me. Let's go. Let's finish this round this up with. Let's continue to round this up. Shows you avoided and you're very happy about every time you see it. See it on television.
I have no list.
You have no list?
That.
Okay. Okay. John?
I didn't hear the question.
It's okay.
Shows that you avoided.
And are happy about it.
Happy about.
Oh, what's that dinosaur show you guys watched?
Oh, I do take that back. 90210. I'm glad I've avoided that.
That's the one I meant to say. I meant to say 90210.
Every single time I flip to the channel, I go, oh, it's 90210. Okay, click. I'm glad I've I missed that one.
So yeah, Terra Nova, aka the Jurassic Park Hour.
It wasn't hard to avoid it. I'm busy every Monday night, so I think that's when it was on TV. Or when it's, I guess it's still on. So it wasn't hard for me to avoid it, so there was no risk of me accidentally seeing an episode of it. But at this point, I'm glad I didn't see it. I guess.
Very good. I think I just could be, you know, I'm just going to generalize and say all the shows that got canceled except Man Up.
Yeah.
Because all these shows that were just, I'm so glad that I just didn't waste my time and watch these shows. But yeah, that was great. Really good. It was an exhausting list, I would say. It was very good though. It was very good picks. I don't have anything else except the end music. So, do you guys have anything that you'd like to quickly talk about? Anything?
There are a couple TV shows I wouldn't mind giving a mention real quick that I would say that. That I've been also kind of surprised with. Big Bang Theory. I wish I had... I didn't put that in the shows that I wish that I had seen that I didn't get on the bandwagon or whatever.
Right.
I wish I had with Big Bang Theory. But I've since like caught up with all of that, and I really like it. It's great.
It's a fun show. It's a very fun show.
It is. It is. Also, just... This one came from some of my UK buddies. Sherlock on the BBC. Oh my gosh! It's good. I liked it. You know, it's like they're like TV movies. They're like an hour and a half, like, you know, 2 hours with commercials, I'm sure. But it's just, I've been really, really surprised by that. I didn't see that one coming. I didn't know anything about it. They said, hey, go check this out, and I did, and yeah, I watched a lot of it. I liked it.
Did UK friends recommend Downton Abbey as well?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
That's one of the ones that I would definitely... I just thought about that. And it's one of the shows that has gotten a... You know, it's like a mini-series. It's only like 6 episodes, I think. It got a second season, but...
Oh, good. Good. That's awesome. And then the last one I wanted to mention is Vampire Diaries, for any of those out there that like their horror stories and relationships at the same time. Okay. I like what they're doing with it. Like, every single time I think, oh, okay, they're going to wind down now, and they're just going to start regurgitating stuff. And then they throw in something that I don't even see coming, and is a complete twist, and every single time, like... You get a couple episodes in, they get another twist. Get another couple episodes, they do another twist. It's like, wow, this is really good writing. So I've really been impressed by that one, and I wanted to also mention that one. But other than that, that's it. Bring on 2012.
John, do you have anything to add? You were
Justified and Archer starting up.
Yeah, I saw Archer. I started watching it, and the show is ridiculous.
So good.
That show is pretty ridiculous.
Oh my god! And they're like, "Where's the line? 4 miles behind me?"
Yeah. And then the mom is hilarious. She's the one who plays the mom from Arrested Development, and she's perfect. She's just perfect.
Everyone on that show is perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Actually, that is Jason Sudeikis as well as the guy. Right? Or am I wrong? Oh, no, it's Chris Parnell. I'm sorry.
Chris Parnell, and Archer is played by H. John Benjamin.
Okay. All right. Well, very good, guys. Great way to ring in the new year. We will see you guys next week.
All right. Awesome.
All righty.
Been listening to Screen View. Screen View is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.